You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because
let's go.
It's got a lot of
episode
power.
39. You ready, Lyricin? Let's like, go, Jimmy.
It makes me feel like.
Ladies and gentlemen of the world,
Break Podcast.
You having a stressful day and need a few laughs? Well, you come to the right place. Myself, Lyricin, Jimmy Jam, are fathers formerly in the music industry who have a lot to say.
I don't think they're ready for this one.
So sit back,
sip your cup
of coffee, and welcome to the shenanigans.
Puffy Big Puppets.
1, 2, 3, up. My baby don't mess around me, cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen of the world, it's the Coffee Break Podcast.
Your favorite podcast.
Your favorite podcast in the world. It is I, your favorite Puerto Rican in the world, Lyricin, alongside that coffee in your creamer, Jimmy G.
What up, Coffee Gang?
This is going to be episode 38. I'm feeling very, very good.
No, you're not feeling good. It's episode 39.
39, damn. I'm not awake or something. I don't know what's going on.
Better sip on that coffee.
Hell yeah. Hey, yeah, see? They got hype for the coffee. So, we are enjoying a beautiful, crazy weekend. The closing of glamping.
Yeah, we're all done. We packed up. Said my see you soons to everybody. We didn't say goodbye. We just said see you soon. It was a good weekend. It was really nice. I didn't get to see everybody, but those that we did get to see, it was nice to spend some time with before we closed up.
You tell everybody I said I'll see them next year, red carding it up.
They asked about you. They wanted to know, you know, how everything was going with you and everything. So they did ask about you. They asked if I heard from you or anything like that.
Yeah. You know, we had the, I was supposed to perform Saturday due to Mother Nature. My time slot that I was supposed to perform in was drenched by downpour. The rest of the festival went on afterwards. But I see myself at least performing one last time before I tap out of the world of hip hop.
Well, we'll be there to support you.
Yeah, we will make sure, whether it's our own festivities or if it's another event or something G4 classified.
But no, it was a really, really good weekend. Got to see Jimmy tonight. He came up. He was DJing, and after he was done, he came over. JC had her cross-country meet. She came out of 130 kids. She came in the top 60.
She's pretty fast.
17 minutes and 6 seconds in 2 miles, which was amazing.
Actually not bad.
No, she did really, really good. Bennett had a great weekend. All 3 kids had great weekends. Christy and I enjoyed it. Like I said, we got to see... so many people. It was Shelly's birthday, Greg and Shelly, and it was also Mr. Bill's birthday.
Bill.
So he rebooted and had a good birthday. So it was his and Shelly's birthday, and I want to take a second and wish them both again a very, very happy birthday weekend.
Happy birthday. Happy another trip around the sun. I had to deal with my wife and my son's mother. My son Elijah's in the chat room right now. He had his homecoming. He looked like a G. He was dressed like a G. But they were sitting there coming up with a plan on trying to figure out what girls he was dancing with. Oh, man. I'm probably going to have to get a lot of bail money.
Well, I saw the pictures. I'll tell you, you have a very, very handsome son. You should be very proud.
He's a G.
I'll give you credit. Smart. I don't know where you got it from, but you do make good-looking kids. I mean, you have 2 beautiful girls. I mean, your son's very handsome.
They took all the gloriousness with them.
I don't know. I don't think they get it from your side, but hey, it's just me talking.
This is coming from a man who's, what, 92 years old and can't grow a full beard?
I'm looking. It was funny. Wayne goes, hey, you need some money. Can I lend you some money? I was like, why are you saying that? He goes, so you can go get a shave?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was great. Man. But yeah, my son, he enjoyed his festivities and had a great, magnificent time. My question to you, sir.
Okay.
Are you caught up with the Masked Singer? Or are you officially slacking?
No, no, no. I believe we are caught up. I did miss the first two and we deleted by accident, but the last two I have watched. I was surprised. I'm trying to think who went out this past week. I can't recall. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it. So if you haven't watched it, you want to pause this, whatever you want to do, fast forward. Spoiler alert coming up now.
So we had, I'm trying to remember, they had two the first week. I don't know, Vivica was one of them.
Okay, I didn't see that.
That was, she was Mother Nature, you didn't see her.
No.
The one of the cupcake went this week.
Yes, it was.
The Pointer Sisters.
The Pointer Sisters, yes, it was, yes. She, I'll tell you what, and you know, her sister is really, really sick right now. That's why they were supposed to both be on. They were supposed to be dual cupcakes, and they weren't because she's very sick right now.
Yeah, they showed the costume. The costume looked pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was this week was a pretty good episode.
There's a lot of really, really good singers this time around. I know the stupid baby that I wanted gone right away was Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, I watched that one too.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Try to see who else got picked out. All I know is I still think the skunk is Faith Evans. I don't know about you, but I think the skunk. Oh, and the dog. Did you see who the dog
was?
No,
I didn't see the dog.
The dog was Tyga.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. No.
So.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good shows out now. I know I still have not watched Squid Game. I hear it.
You must.
I know Greg Stark was talking about it. He said it's something you have to watch. He was, when you were on a few weeks ago and you started talking about it, you were like, I just can't remember. Remember we were trying to remember?
Yeah, trying to remember.
You're like, the game. And he said he was listening because he listens to us every Friday morning. And he was sitting there and he's going, it's Squid Game. It's Squid Game.
Dude, when it's a great, crazy concept. And when you get to the end and you get the first twist and then there's a second twist and then there's a third twist, you're just like, what else is happening before this ends? Like, and it ends in a crazy way. And I heard that they are doing a season two. And there are in talks of either they're going to Americanize it because it did better in America than it did across seas.
Okay.
Because it is, I believe Korean. What are them Asians that I can't figure out?
Oh my God, we're going to be shut down.
It might be South Korea. Because I know there was a thing about North and South Korea in the one episode. But I could be wrong.
Right. So I got to watch it. I know that.
So I'm sorry I couldn't figure out which. But it's dubbed over. But when you dub it, you have to change the closed captioning settings to English.
Okay.
Because it has it in whatever language it is, English, and it's not properly translated. But when you go to actual English, it translated more fluently.
Oh, really?
It gives you the same message, but it's more understandable if you switch it to regular English closed captioning.
Well, Greg said another show that he watches, which apparently is really good, is Ted Lasso. It's on Apple TV.
No, but I know there's a show on Apple TV that I'm dying to see called C. I don't have Apple TV, so I'm going to have to reach out to my bootleggers. But it's with Jason Momoa. And this season, Dave Bautista showed up. And it's about whatever happened in civilization, it caused everybody to be blind. Hmm. And Jason Momoa's character has kids, and they can actually physically see. So it's a crazy concept, and it's pretty cool, so I'm dying to see that.
Yeah, well, apparently this Ted Lasso, it like I said, it's an Apple original. It's a really good show, he said, and he actually got Apple TV just to watch this.
There's another one on Apple TV. I might have to get Apple TV. They have one called The Lawyer Next Door with Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd.
Oh, that
Paul Rudd is the lawyer, and he's very unconventional and does things very differently, almost on some like Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah.
And Will Ferrell's this like very closed person, doesn't know how to handle his emotions. His sister, who was she was the witch in WandaVision.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
That's who plays his sister on the show. And it takes place in like the 70s, 80s ish, but it looks pretty damn cool and I want to see it. And I know I have to bring this up before we go into the thing. You know what else was this weekend?
What?
DC fandom was this weekend.
How was that, do you think?
I watched a lot of it. They released Twilight's new trailer, the Batman.
It kills me that you call him Twilight.
I am no
Robert
longer
Patterson.
I may no longer call him Twilight after the second trailer. I had low expectations. The first trailer brought me up to still low, but on the cusp of mid expectations. Now I'm full fledged in the mid expectations.
So you're a fanboy now of Twilight?
Not yet. He's not on Robert Downey Jr.'s status yet.
Okay.
But I'm on mid gas.
They have the same first name.
Yeah, but
Robert Patterson, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. did not play a pale-skinned vampire with diamond-skinned.
If you turn back to Weird Science, he was pretty pale-skinned.
Hey, but he was chasing a hot chick.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Twilight was chasing some dusty-looking woman. Anyways. And then the trailer for the new Flash movie. Holy frijoles. Do you know who's in the new Flash movie?
No, who?
Michael Keaton as Batman.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I got to see that one.
Yes. And Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
Do you know the Flashpoint storyline?
Not really.
Flash goes back into time, stops his mother from dying, and it changes all of history.
Okay.
And so I guess it changes the timeline, because in one point in the scene you see two different Flashes and you see Supergirl, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? I'm kind of bought in. DC has been not good for a very long time. They started doing good when they got Henry Cavill to play Superman.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck as Batman was okay. I could buy into it. The Justice League movie was rushed, but then they re-brought it out in a 4-hour-long movie, which I loved, by the way. And then they're starting to give me hope that they're going to do stuff right this time. And then I saw it. The Rock as Black Adam.
Oh, wow.
That dude is huge.
He's a big boy.
He's a Bronco truck. Like, he's huge as Black Adam. And it, yeah, it, you saw, like, it was a quick 30-second clip, and I would not want to fight The Rock.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies out right now, a lot of shows, a lot of stuff going on. So I'm excited. I think the end of fall, winter time, it's going to be very entertaining as far as what comes out on television and in the movies.
And if you haven't heard by now, The Rock rapped on a song.
What?
Yeah, and he's better than half the rappers that are out now.
Well, you know, he has the showbiz family, and he has the years of show business on the WWE underneath his belt. And he used to sing a lot on the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he Rocky Maivia, the Head Shrinkers, Jimmy Fly Snuka. Yeah, he has a very long lineage of showstoppers.
Yeah. But I do have to tell you something before we kill the banner for a week.
Go ahead.
As I was saying goodbye to everyone today, I stopped. And we said our goodbyes last night, like to Johnny and Beth and Greg and Shelley and you know, Wayne and Steph and Bill and Tess. And there was there was just a bunch of people there. That was, it was a really nice time. And I drove down to say goodbye to Wayne today because, you know, I look at Wayne as someone that all this is possible because of him and Steph. And they gave us a chance by letting us buy their place.
Do you call him Young Weezy?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No, but they, he did. He, you know, he gave us a whole different lifestyle down there and a life that we would never ever have known. And I told him that today. I said, I just want to thank you. I said, I don't think I ever said this to you. I said, but, you know, you, you brought us into your friendship with everybody. I would not know half these people if it wasn't for him and Stephanie. And Christy and I wouldn't have what we have every weekend down there. And I told him, you know, it's all because occasionally he just spouts out to just
reboot.
He doesn't
just
say that.
Pull the trigger.
That's what he says. Do it again.
Just pull the trigger.
That's what he says. And I told him, because he says that, I've gotten a lot further in my life because of that. So
you're spark knocking.
No, I don't spark knock anymore. But occasionally I do still, you know.
Just pull the trigger.
Occasionally, yeah. And I do have to thank him for all that. And thank everybody down there. Because you guys have made our lives wonderful. So until I see you again, thank you so much for making our year as wonderful as you have. And for letting us be a part of your family down there. Thank you.
Gracias. And I'm going to be down next year a lot more.
I hope so.
Because, yeah, I like it down there. Very, very calming.
Well, you know, there are some places for sale. I'm just saying, if you and Tara ever think about it, the girls would love it.
I don't think I would be able to get them out of the water.
You know, you have a babysitter in JC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters are water babies, so I probably won't. They'd probably be fighting the crabs.
Well, no, you don't want to put them in that water, but the pool is nice. And the ocean's only eight miles away.
Yeah.
So.
You talking about, you know, him introducing you to the world of glamping kind of makes me think of just people in the world doing kind of what we try to push on here, and just positivity and just doing random act of kindness. I know a big, huge thing that people like to do is they pay it forward. Tara does it a lot. If she goes to like the store or something like that, she pays for the person behind them or something like that. But in my years of existing, you know, like I know my favorite person in the world is my uncle.
Yeah.
And there's this one time, and it's funny because I told you this morning we went and visited some of our family's graves. And we do like we do every year is we clean them off. We clean all the weeds out and then we scrub down the stone. It's a big thing in Hispanic people culture. I don't know if other people do it, but we were talking about past times in existence. And I brought up this one time because my uncle's the type of person, he'll give you the shirt off his back if you need it. If you are in a messed up situation, and because you're my best friend, he would hand you $1,000 like that if you needed it. Just because of how high I hold you in my life. He's just that type of person. So we went to the grocery store the one time. And I think I told you this story before.
Yeah.
And I left one job and I was waiting to start another job. The job says, hey, this is your start date. I gave my 2 weeks notice at my last job and they're like, you can be done today. So I was kind of stuck. And my uncle was like, hey, look, let me go. I'll buy you some groceries. I got to buy some, so I'll buy you, you know, some groceries. So we go all out and he goes, get what you need. We get the grocery store. We go through, we get my stuff. And then he gets his stuff. As soon as we pay for my stuff, he's going through and he's getting ready to pay for this stuff. And this random guy out of nowhere turns around and says, I want to buy this Vietnam vet his grocery bill. He goes, I don't care what it is. Here's my credit card.
Wow.
And I looked at the guy and I smiled because I knew my uncle, how much he gives. It's very rare that people give back to him. And it's sad to say, but not many people give back to my uncle. And to see his face and the way it lit up like a Christmas tree, Jimmy. Like, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life, where my uncle was like a kid. Like, it was just a weird, crazy moment. And he's asking the guy why. He goes, if it wasn't for you fighting for my freedom, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do now.
That was really nice.
And I was dumbfounded. It was a random guy. And if you want to take it further, I'm going to take it really deep for you guys. My uncle, 100% pure Puerto Rican. This gentleman had his jeans on, had his cowboy boots on, had a rebel belt buckle. And that normally, for people who are naive, would automatically assume the guy was a racist. Just automatically because of the flag that he's wearing. And he walked up to my Hispanic uncle and paid for his food. And that in alone just blew my mind, like how crazy that was. We talked to the guy for a few minutes afterwards. And if I remember correctly, his name was Kyle. And Kyle was a really cool guy. He owns a farm and he works hard for his money. And he felt like he needed to pay an act of kindness randomly. And he saw my uncle and realized that my uncle not only had he had a hat on that says Vietnam vet, but when he paid and had to show his card, he showed his military ID. And when he saw that, he goes, I get scared because, you know, sometimes people wear the hat, but they're not really a vet. He goes, but when I seen that you pulled out a military ID, that brought it home to me, because I still, and he pulled it out, he has his father's.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. And it's that same ugly green color, because I have one from when I stayed with my uncle, I have mine. And it's like this random ugly olive green color. Like, even your picture is like a monochromatic olive color. But that day in my mind is one of the days that I realize there's a lot of hope for humans and how kind people can be.
I agree with you. You know, I've experienced a lot of random acts of kindness, but this weekend probably topped me the most. My neighbor Scott down there.
Scotty Too Hottie.
And his wife Julie and Brittany, his daughter, they were down.
Scotty's behind you, right?
He's right beside, yeah, in front of me.
Okay, yeah.
He said, hey, I'm going to be doing my roof. He's like, I'll put a coat on your roof. I said, okay, you know, I didn't know anything about it. It's a rubber roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't do it the last couple weekends. You know, it rained and we weren't down. When he came down Friday and he was going to do it last weekend, but he couldn't. And so he goes up there and he calls me and he goes, do you have a caulk gun? I said, yeah, there should be one in the belly of the camper. So he went in and found it, took some pictures. He goes, you know, there was some roughness to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning that you have to treat things certain ways. There are certain things that have to be kept up every year. Right. One of them is the rubber roof.
Yeah.
So you have to get up. There's actually a cleaner that you buy, and then there's a UV treatment. And he,
yeah, because that rubber roof takes a beating from that sun.
It does. And he, I'm going to try to get through this without. he spent his day giving us a brand new roof.
Beautiful.
And didn't ask for a thing in return. And that is the type of man he is. When we had that hurricane that came up through.
Yeah.
About a month and a half ago. We were down here in the studio and started to see water coming up. And I called him. I didn't know what to do because I know he works for a company that does that kind of stuff. And yeah, he sent somebody down and they brought a submersive pump because our sump pump died on us.
Oh, shit.
He brought a submersive pump and basically a hose that ran the whole way out and ran the water out of the basement for a day and a half.
Beautiful.
But Scott's the kind of guy that never asked for anything in return and is always, always paying it forward. There's not too many people like that in this world.
No, there is not. And if we had more,
the world would be a better place.
And that's one of the reasons why I love it down there, is because no matter who you are, where you come from, everybody down there is nice to each other.
They are. I mean, like I said, Wayne and Stephanie introduced us to so many people. And we've gotten to know so many people. And Bill and Tess are so kind. And Greg and Shelley. And, you know, there's Allie and Troy. There's so many people. Johnny and Beth. There's just so many people.
So with winterizing down there, did somebody put a t-shirt on that damn mermaid?
Nobody put a t-shirt on the mermaid.
She's going to have some hard winters.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be
some really hard snowballs.
But no, I just wanted to say, I wanted to talk about a random act of kindness because I experienced that this weekend. And Christy and I were taken back. We really were. We were on our way down there yesterday. Like I said, JC had her cross country meet. We were halfway down and I got this picture. And it was just the roof. And I showed you the picture.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy.
It is.
You're growing some fungi.
No, but the picture of the roof now.
Oh, now it looks amazing. Looks like it's brand new.
It is brand new. And he took time out of his day. And then when he was done, he mowed the grass. The man is like, he spent his weekend helping us out. And I just... Yeah.
When we went down there, when I was down there with you, we, when we were about, they were about to have that, that windy snow or the snow shit, the windy rain, we went around to, was it his house? Whose house did we go to and, put all the things around their outside furniture?
That was Wayne and Stephanie's.
Yeah. He has a nice place too, by the way.
Yeah. And you know, but like I, you know, another time, Electric went out down there on our, the electric water heater, the switch went bad. Wayne and Bill came up, not a question. You know, Sean across the street, Sean and Melissa, Steve across the street, Scott and Chrissy that used to be across the street. Anytime I needed something, they were there. Anytime that we need something, somebody is there down there.
It's a real community.
It really is. So to everybody at GW, thank you so much for everything again. And, you know, Keith, Miss Kim, Marie, Shelley, everybody that makes that place happen, thank you all so much for letting us have the dream that we do.
What are you going to do without glamping now?
I don't know.
You're going to be counting the days down, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm already counting them down. We got other things, though, happening right now. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. But
some great holidays coming up.
You know, we went pretty deep here with this random act of kindness. We talked pretty deep, and we got to lighten it up a little bit.
You know, it's my favorite segment, right?
It is. It's the CB&J.
CB&J.
Sponsored by Baytech Team. So with that being said.
That was pretty cool.
You like that?
You did that.
Yeah, that was great.
And can we first, before we get there, can we talk about this random act of beard you have? Like it's growing on me.
It's you like are you because Christy's kind of getting used to it. Like I said,
that should be your winter face.
Well, they were calling me Patchy this weekend.
Patch Adams.
Wayne said he would get me a shave, you know, if I needed it that bad, if I was tight on money and I needed a razor. So Tess, I said to Tess, I said, so what do you think, Tess? And she was like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Christy, how are you doing? No, but it was
just keep it up. So then when you go down this summer, you go down and you just go, hi, everybody.
Anyway, so the CB&J this week, we got Chip from Coastal Custom Golf Carts picked up our golf cart today.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I call her.
Yes.
So, you know, Christy's like, are you okay? You're not going to cry, are you, this time? I said, no, I'm going to get through this just fine. And as Chip drove her up onto the ramp of his trailer and he strapped her down, I was like...
Did you hear the...
No, all I could hear was Ram Jam. Black Betty. Betty, I'll see you in 6 months.
Black Betty, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, bam a lamb. Black Betty had a child. Bam a lamb, the damn thing gone wild. Bam a lamb, she said a word, none of mine. Bam a lamb, the damn thing gone blind. Bam a lamb,
I can see you driving around to this. Bam a lamb,
oh yeah.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam a lamb.
And coming down the wee hill at Wheeling Steps, you just like throw your hands up to this song, let it go.
Just don't say wee hill.
Wee hill. This song is dedicated to our golf cart, Betty. And that's my CD&J for the week, Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Oh, hey. Black Betty, bam-a-lam. She really gets me high. Bam-a-lam, you know that's no lie. Bam-a-lam, she's so rock steady. Bam-a-lam, and she's always ready.
And she rocks steady, oh, and I'm always ready for you.
She is, man. She's always ready for us. Gotta love it.
At least she let me drill a couple holes in her then. So mine this week, I had to think of something that was hip hop, but also very positive in nature. I felt like it had to be a positive message this time instead of just a good vibe song. And this is by far my number one all-time rapper in the world, Nas, and his infamous hit, I Can.
Boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice.
Especially as a parent, this message right here is very, very beautiful, leaving dope to me. Singing songs, and I know as you, being a parent, you push your kids to be whatever they want to be, and you push them with even your son, who kind of took the world you're in, but he took his own lane, and you are 100% behind him in it.
Yeah,
and that's dope to me, especially as a parent. Even though you steal music from him,
I did.
That's okay.
Stole 250 songs tonight.
Hey, with that being said, I guess the countdown has got much longer.
Yeah, I've taken on a few events, and we'll be talking about why I took on a few events here in a couple weeks, mm-hmm. but.
G4 classified information.
G4 classified.
But I know, but no.
No. But
it's for a good reason.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, I couldn't say no to some things, and I'm not complaining. I love it. So
hey. Like I said, it's something that we are. You as a DJ, me as an MC. So it will be hard to say no. I mean, even Jordan came back 52 times to play basketball.
Or baseball.
Yeah, I mean, how bad was he in baseball? So, I have a question for you, Jimmy.
Okay, go ahead.
You have summertime, wintertime, seasonal, you know.
Yep.
Do you think society as a whole, or you in general, do you think moods change?
Absolutely. I don't know the name of it, but there's an actual name, like a... not a disease, but for when you're like seasonal depression type thing.
It's
there's a clinical name for it. It's not just seasonal depression. It's called something else, and I'm not sure of what exactly it is, but seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
So, I heard of that. And, you know, it's called SAD, seasonal depression, symptoms and treatments.
SAD, sad?
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, I think, yeah, you do. I noticed that I get a little melancholy when the lights start getting darker a lot sooner.
I'm not going to lie. Fall is my time.
You like it? See, I don't.
I love fall.
I'm a summer baby. I love it when that spring hits and everything starts blossoming and I can't breathe because I'm sneezing.
See, I can do without winter. Give me fall, give me spring, give me summer. I can do without full-fledged cold-ass winter.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I could do without winter. I could do spring, summer, and fall. There was, you know, like Ben and I took a golf cart ride today and we went down to the marina and we were sitting down there. And even JC said how much nicer it is down there in the fall looking at the water.
Colors, yeah. I'm a fall guy because, I mean, one, I'm fat and I like the cold. It keeps me under, you know, body temperature control. I love sweatpants. I love sweatshirts. So that's my time of year. And my wife, who has always, always hated sweatpants, is now a sweatpants person. I have converted her. She is part of the sweatpants team. I got her a bunch of sweatsuits and she loves them.
Oh no. Yeah, I like wearing my jeans. I do. And Allie, like, she'll make fun of me and other people because I go down there like on a Friday and I'm still wearing jeans in the summertime. They're like, are you kidding me? They're like, what is the matter with you?
You look like Buddy Lee from the Levi commercials.
I have, you know, my legs just do not look good in shorts, but
they are a little pasty.
I like the midnight summers. I do.
Oh yes. I like cool summers when it's about maybe 70 at night.
Yeah.
And you got a nice breeze. We had one when we were down there. It was great.
It was a great night. Yeah.
Those are always the great. So with seasonal changing, mood changes, do you think you'd listen to different type of music in the wintertime?
I do. I think you, I do. I change, my moods change, my music changes.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I've always been. Like, depending on what mood I'm in, I'll go to a certain genre of music.
I think I'm more party music and more high energy music. But when it comes to the cooler weather, I love my R&B. I don't know what it is about the weather. It's cooler. I listen to a lot more salsa, bachata, merengue. I listen to a lot of R&B. Like today, I drove around. We were listening to Otis, Elvis. And then, of course, I had to get Barry in there. My uncle loves Barry. So we were listening to a lot of old stuff, and then I'm like, wow, it's definitely fall.
Yeah, I there's different songs, like, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's my go-to song. No,
I thought you were going to say Baby It's Cold Outside.
No, it was funny. Like, we jam out whenever we're driving back. We'll play whatever we can, and JC actually goes today. She goes, where's our song? And I was like, she's like, you know, Jack. And I'm like, Jack. And she's talking about wine, beer, whiskey, like Little Big Town.
You guys have a family song?
No. She just laughs because I play that. My friend named Jack. Yeah, we played it was one of our first CB&Js. But no, I mean, there's different songs, I think, for everybody. And I, you know, which, okay. You're Mount Rushmore music.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about different genres, different music. Let's just lay it out and make music is music.
Okay.
And if you had to pick your Mount Rushmore four artists, the top of your pyramid, who would they be?
All right. First of all, how many heads are on Mount Rushmore? Is it four?
Four.
Four. Ooh. All right. I'd have to put... Ooh. I would have to put Elvis, Michael, Mark Anthony. And Nas.
Definitely Elvis. Queen.
And that's just because I'm in that mood right now.
Elvis is one. Queen, all four of them together on, not as top four, but
any iteration of Queen.
Yeah. The group Queen. Michael Jackson, of course.
I could have put Motley.
And let's see. Okay, so Elvis, Queen, Michael. I'm going to have to go with... Give me a second here. I'm going to say either Aretha. Or...
No, any?
See, no. I mean, it's... I think any is built upon all these other individuals. And you know, like... Elvis, Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5, Aretha, Queen. I mean, they're all trendsetters that I think New Edition turned on to. But, yeah, that would be my top four.
It's not a bad top four. Not a bad top four.
But, you know, that there's, I think everybody has their top four artists.
And it's going to change, especially with seasonal and stuff like that. If we go in the summertime, I mean, there's going to be a lot more party music on there.
Yeah. So I think it does change. And I think, that, you know, this is kind of an odd topic that we picked tonight, but it was something that we wanted to talk about because...
It'll be interesting to see, ask that same question when we're in winter, then ask that same question. We're going to have to do that.
Yeah. Like, we're in fall now, so we'll ask it what's like in winter and in spring and in summer. And you tell us as well. Think about it for a second. What you listen to, does it change with the season? Do your moods change with the season? Or are you pretty much the same person year-round? I don't think so, but you might be. Everybody's different. That's what makes the world a great place to live in.
Well, before we sign off this episode, the next episode we will be on will be our Halloween special. Are you going to dress up in a costume?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to. Did I tell you I'm DJing a Halloween party this weekend?
Are you?
Yeah. Marcos.
Hello?
Marcos with M&M Production Services, who I work with occasionally, is really nice guy. And I told him, hey, I said, hey, you know, my season's coming to an end. If there's anything you need me to do or any gigs that you can throw my way, I'll take them. He was like immediately, he's like, Jimmy, I have a party for you. And it's this huge Halloween party. We went up and looked at the site. We drove up. It's right outside Gettysburg. But okay. It's a family event that they put on every year. It's this company that owns a trucking business. Or this family that owns a trucking business. And they invite like 150, 200 people. And they have a huge Halloween party. And I was asked to DJ it this year. So I'm pretty excited.
That's not bad. I mean, next week we might be going to one if everything falls into place. Edge is doing one at TELUS.
Okay. And
they came up with a name with it. I think it's kind of clever. Edge kind of was on the fence about it, but it's Telloween.
Telloween. I take it my son will be there.
I mean, yeah, his daddy's there, so...
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong.
No, but I'm pretty sure he might be there. I was thinking about popping my head in. Me and the wife are getting a little cabin fever, so we were supposed to do something this weekend, but Mother Nature is a wonderful person.
Yes.
But everybody that's listening, I want you to comment. Number one, your all-time favorite Halloween candy. Number two, your most embarrassing costume you've ever worn. And number three, your favorite Halloween song that is not Monster Mash.
All right, so favorite candy, most embarrassing costume, and favorite Halloween song.
Yeah.
So that's what we want everybody in the Coffee Gang to contribute to for next week's segment, which is episode 40. We'll be recording next Sunday night, and it'll be released Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about Halloween, and it'll be a good time.
I know you're going to want to play Thriller.
You know, or somebody's watching me, Rockwell.
Oh, okay. Have you ever worn the Michael Jackson jacket and did like a Thriller makeup?
Yes, one time at the Jukebox.
It's Club 23 now.
It's the Jukebox always to me. When I used to DJ there, the waitresses and I did a whole Thriller skit for their Halloween night, because they used to have a huge Halloween party every year when it was before Club 23. It used to be the Jukebox. They had a huge Halloween party, and I DJ'd it one year, and we did the Thriller skit. We cleared the dance floor, and everybody did the dance. It was pretty cool.
Well, you know, the guy now running it plays too safe to do something like that. Anyways, for the good night of people in the world, I would like to say thank you for listening. We love every single one of yous. And do you sabe what they say in the old country?
What do they say?
They say stay caffeinated.
And I say stay classy. Thanks for listening.
I want to thank everybody for listening to another episode of the Coffee Break Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast streaming service. And of course, follow us on all social media platforms. And like and subscribe to us on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in to the shenanigans.
Thanks for tuning in to the Coffee Break Podcast.
So whoever Alpha doesn't like the United States of America, may God bless you. We Alpha at the same time.
We hope you've enjoyed our programming. We now leave the air wishing all our viewers a good night and a better tomorrow.
We love ya.
99.
99?